week of celebrations got underway here at the Vatican today to mark Pope Benedict XVI's 80th birthday and the second anniversary of his election to the See of Peter. Emma McCarthy has this report.
Monday, April 16th marks Pope Benedict XVI's 80th birthday, and it hasn't gone unnoticed.
Happy birthday.
I'm from Tampa, Florida.
Okay, do you know what day it is today?
The Pope's birthday?
Pilgrims in St. Peter's Square withstood the searing sun Monday to wish the Holy Father a very happy birthday.
From Gloucester, UK, Benedict, we'd like to wish you a very happy birthday.
My name is Joe O'Rourke. I wish the Pope a very happy 80th birthday.
Along with ordinary pilgrims, heads of state, politicians and religious leaders have also forwarded birthday messages to the Pope. Among them, Bishop John Flack, head of the Roman Anglican Centre, and Archbishop Rowan Williams, representative to the Vatican.
I'd like to say a big thank you to Pope Benedict for his moral leadership, which is appreciated by many Anglicans across the world.
Monsignor Georg Genschwein is Pope Benedict XVI's personal secretary. He has had the unlucky task of wading through the mountains of letters and cards which have arrived over the last few weeks from all four corners of the globe to the third loggia of the Apostolic Palace, the Pope's private apartments.
Es sind natürlich unzählig viele Briefe eingetroffen.
Of the thousands of letters and small gifts which have arrived, he said the most unusual was a gigantic stuffed teddy bear, which the Holy Father donated to the Bambin Gesù Children's Hospital, to the delight of the small patients. He adds that the Pope said explicitly that he would prefer not to accept personal gifts, but that anyone who wanted to give him a gift could make a donation that he could then use, for example, in the Holy Land, Africa, or other areas of the world currently in crises. Over €10,000 was collected for charity in dioceses across Pope Benedict XVI's native Bavaria. On Monday, a delegation from the Pope's homeland presented him with a cheque, along with 80 bottles of prestigious Bavarian beer to cheer along festivities. In just 2 years, the Bavarian Pope seems to have captured the imagination of many of the faithful. Over 3.3 million registered pilgrims visited the Pope in the last year.
I think he's very personal, and I think he gives very beautiful reflections that give you a lot to think about.
I think he's cool.
Jesuit theologian Father Jerry O'Collins gives us an insight into his appeal.
I remember him 40 years ago. I lived next door to him at the University of Tübingen and heard him lecture. I remember in particular a very lovely lecture on the Eucharist, beautifully orchestrated. And I think he's been doing that kind of thing as Pope. He's been preaching and speaking very well in a way that's clear and well organized.
But how is the Pope spending his 80th birthday? Well, the Holy Father spent most of Monday morning with the well wishers from his native Germany and a representative of the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I, the spiritual leader of the world's Orthodox Christians. Monday evening, however, will be given over to one of Pope Benedict XVI's greatest passions, music. A special concert is being given for his birthday by the world-renowned German Südwestrundfunk Orchestra. Conducted by the Venezuelan maestro Dudamel, they will perform excerpts from the works of some of the Pope's favourite composers, such as Mozart and Dvorak. I'm Emma McCarthy.